This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Last month, a gunman killed 50 people and injured 50 others at a mosque and Islamic center in New Zealand. In response to that and other attacks, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office is hosting a roundtable this evening on how to protect houses of worship from domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Ahmed Ali is the office's Somali outreach coordinator, and he joins me now. As part of your job, you interact with a lot of folks in the Somali community. Many of them are Muslim. What are you hearing from them?
Yeah, so I know, especially after the New Zealand attack, I've heard many concerns about, you know, just overall safety in the mosques. I know some of the different faith leaders asked about, you know, how do some of these cases get prosecuted? You know, are they being investigated or actively looked into? You know, what is law enforcement's approach? And, you know, a lot of overall other safety concerns have came up about even, are there any funding for getting more security equipment inside of the mosques or having risk assessments done? So those were a lot of the feedback I've been getting from different faith leaders in the Muslim community.
Tonight's roundtable is about best practices. Is there a distinction to be made in protecting a place of worship compared to any other space?
Yeah, well, I definitely know with faith communities and houses of worship, it's usually soft targets, sadly. So a lot of times, you know, some of the different security measures and things like that, where if you're going to a school building or, you know, other business places, sometimes they have a lot of different security checkpoints and accesses, whereas a house of worship is usually open and, you know, people can just come in. So it sometimes can be a little tricky when it comes to security for that, but we definitely want to encourage and educate the faith communities and houses of worship on what protocols they can take to make sure their houses of worship are still welcoming, but also very secure.
Can you give us an example of one of those protocols?
Yeah, so one protocol that some faith community leaders can take is, you know, have an action plan, you know, do a critical response action plan. If something were to happen in your house of worship, how would you respond to that? You know, who is trained internally? And maybe, you know, having even a key security person within the house of worship to be able to kind of liaison and take trainings that law enforcement provides, you know, signing up for some of the free active shooter training classes that is done by our office and other agencies.
You work with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. Do you know if they're taking any concrete steps to be proactive about this sort of protection in houses of worship or otherwise?
Yes, absolutely. So in the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, we do have a couple of different things. One is we provide a civilian response to active shooter events class, also known as CRAZE. And that training is a two-part training where our community relation deputies, along with our SWAT deputies, come out and actually educate and teach people on how to respond to civilian, how to respond to active shooter events. We also provide some risk assessments for businesses, and houses of worship can also request that as well. And then we also do a community awareness briefing, which is a unclassified briefing to educate community members on just different forms of violence and terrorism. So domestic terrorism cases is what we talk about, as well as international terrorism cases.
Ahmed Ali, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Claire, for having me. I appreciate it.
Ahmed Ali is the Somali Outreach Coordinator at the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. He's one of the people behind a roundtable this evening on how to protect houses of worship from domestic terrorism and hate crimes.